So, one of the former Roshei Kollel of the Kol Rabbi Elbaz learned in Yechaveh Dat in Yerushalayim, his name is Rav Gidon ben Moshe. I had the zechut of visiting Har Nof, visiting Yechaveh Dat a few years ago, and I remember I was speaking to Rav Gidon after Shacharit, and he was schmoozing with me, whatever, he was very nice, spent the time with me, and he told me, Ata Parsi. I'm like, yeah, like, Gamani. And he gadalti bebayit v'Yerushalayim. He grew up in Yerushalayim. Abav ima Parsi. My mother and my father were Persian, and they spoke Farsi at home. I never spoke it, he told me. And then he became a Rosh Kollel, and Rosh Kollel's job is not to learn all day long. It's to support the Kollel. So he had to go fundraising. And he made his way to Brooklyn, all these Syrian, you know, hotspots to raise money. And eventually he found his way to L.A. He gets to L.A., Rav Gidon and Moshe, and he realizes that he speaks Farsi. He didn't realize this until then. You know, in L.A., it's not Erangelis, it's a little bit different than Great Neck. You go into the supermarket, to the sushi counter, to the gentleman who does not look like he's from America, you can talk to him in Farsi and he understands. It's sort of like Noah. But, you know, it's a different world. And he realized he can speak Farsi and he can fundraise in Farsi. It came in handy. Mordechai Tzadik was a member of the Sanhedrin. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, you have to know 70 languages. So it happens to be, it worked out. Mordechai was in the right place at the right time, and he overheard two people conspiring to kill the king in a different language. And he knew the language. And because of it, he saved Am Yisrael. He was able to save the king's life and get the zechuyot they needed to cash out and save themselves from Haman. It happens to be the halacha is that not only did the members of the Sanhedrin have to know all 70 languages for, you know, just to be the biggest people in the world, but you also needed to function. Your Beit Din is not allowed to accept testimony through a translator. It's mipihem, v'lo mipi meturgeman. You have to hear it from their mouths and not from a translator, unless it's a monetary thing, whatever. But it really pays for Dayanim especially to know different languages. That way they can accept testimony from different people. Otherwise, you need a translator, and it's complicated to allow such a thing in the Beit Din. So, happens to be that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a teshuvah about a husband authorizing the writing of a get for his wife. If the Beit Din doesn't understand Farsi, and he speaks only Farsi, this happened in the 70s, there weren't enough Persians around, and people who understood. So, what are you supposed to do? So he has a whole teshuvah about whether or not what he has to say, what he doesn't have to say. Rabbi Ben Chaim jokes, like Rav Moshe Feinstein is one of the smartest people in America. He couldn't take 2 minutes to learn 5 words of Farsi, give a get to my wife, and then move on? No, whatever, fine. But it comes in tremendously handy. And me, I'm the oldest grandson on one side. My grandparents only speak Farsi. I grew up with only that. I didn't have any younger cousins my age to talk to in English. So I had to learn. I used to work. My grandmother's cousin is Janet Halavi, who owns Janet's collection. So I worked there for 3 summers. And every woman who walks in chooses not to speak English. You have no choice but to speak in Farsi. So it came in handy. But more than that, when I go to the different functions as a young Polo guy, I go to different things. I go to Gitin sometimes. Sometimes people need a get, and I go. I sign the get. I was in Los Angeles a month and a half ago, and there was a husband there. And during the Gitin process, you do Hatar Nidarim, not just in Elul. You do Hatar Nidarim before writing a get. Also, that way it's not a coerced get. I made an edir to give a get. So this husband was standing there. He was the husband who was refusing to give his wife the get. Baruch Hashem, they got him to come. And how hard do you have to try here? He was standing there reading the script. Had I known that if I would have taken the neder, I wouldn't have done this. And then at one point he's like, Rabbi, I am confused. What does this mean? I just want to get rid of her. What is this? I am confused. And I happened to have been a guest. I was just visiting in Los Angeles. I got to go visit this and spectate this thing. Totally Ashkenazi Beit Din. 3 Ashkenazi rabbis. No one understands the word of Farsi. And I'm like, Nechaim to Farsi ta'ajam bekonam. He's like, Are. I'm like, okay, Rabbi, have your permission to speak in Farsi this way? I said, yeah. So I explained to him in Farsi. I had. Okay, mutar lach, move on. She got her get. It happens to be, it comes in tremendous handy.
If you know a little bit of language, whether it be Farsi or another language, you never know when it comes in handy. You might just say Am Yisrael.
I have to be careful though. The Rambam writes that it's not about the language that you speak. Hebrew is Lashon HaKodesh. But what you do with the language. If you write nice things with it, beautiful. If you do bad things with it, it's not so good. It's important to know the value of languages happens to be the more you know, the more you can do. I'm a little guy. There are great, great rabbis who know much, much more than me. But when it comes to the niche that I know a little bit of Farsi. So when it comes to writing Gittin, you have to write names in that are Persian names. How would you write Pedram? If you're an Ashkenazi rabbi listening, Pedram? Oh, there's a Jim in there. Pedram. Like, no, it's a Dalet and a Reish. You just said it very fast. If you don't know Farsi, you might make it Pasul Get. It wouldn't be not so good. It happens to be. Again, the little that I know comes in tremendous handy. Sometimes, lists of Gittin, Shemot for Gittin, for Svaradim, for Persians, I have the zechut of being a part of it because I know a little bit of language. Why am I so special? I'm not. But someone told me, you know, there's a website, easypersian.com. When I was in the 11th grade, 12th grade, I went and I learned Aleph, Be, Pe, Se, Dal, Se. You learn, you get better. It's not about me. It's about every single one of us. If you're one of the young kids and you don't know enough Farsi, go learn. Not just Farsi. You can learn Italian also. You can learn French and Spanish also. And if you're someone older and you already passed that, and you have someone to teach them. You can do chesed. You can learn Torah better. The Gemara has so many Persian words in it, or words that you would understand better if you understood Farsi. And you can even say Am Yisrael. You never know. It might come in handy. Have a great day.